Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Covenant Keeping God, already in progress.
Here a while back, I went to the barbershop to get a haircut. And I asked everybody, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, I only know one thing to talk about, whether I'm in the barbershop or wherever else, I talk about Jesus. That's the only thing I talk about. Well, I do talk about airplanes a little bit, but not near as much as I talk about Jesus. I know a whole lot more about Jesus than I do about airplanes, although I'm well trained on airplanes also. I asked the lady who was cutting my hair, I said, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, do you go to church? Not very much. I said, are you married? I was, but I'm divorced. I said, why don't you go to church? Well, you know, my child takes up too much of my time. I said, what's wrong with your child? She has autism. I said, so you couldn't get along with your mate, so you got a divorce, and you don't go to church, you don't put God first. And I said, have you ever wondered why you have an autistic child? No. I said, because of your sin. You know, that she didn't like that. I mean, you know, God tells us to tell people. You know, I mean, first of all, if she'd have said, no, I'm not a Christian, I wouldn't have told her none of that stuff, because she's not under that condemnation. But if you're a Christian, God expects more out of you than he does a lost person. Do you know that? Yeah. If you've read this book, you will find out that he speaks to us again and again. And see, I'm talking to her that day. Well, the other day, I was in the same barbershop, and this time the lady that owned the shop was the one cutting my hair. Well, she is cutting my hair. I was asking her, well, she's a Christian. Now, she heard everything I said to this other woman the last time I was in there. I said, are you a Christian? Yes. Do you go to church? Yes, I do. I said, okay, good. Okay, praise God. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle? No. I said, have you ever seen him do a healing? No. I said, well, what a shame. I said, let me show you a little. I had some pictures of Jenna out there, and so I pulled the little pictures of Jenna. And if you haven't heard the story about Jenna, it's the little girl out there. Just as you go through the doorway, you'll see pictures there with a little sick girl on the right side and a well girl on the left. Same girl. I said, let me show you what I see God do. So I pulled out this picture. I showed her the first two pictures of her sick. When she saw all those oozing, running sores all over her face and her arms, she said, oh my gosh, what's wrong with that poor child? I said, sin. What? I said, yeah, sin. I said, the mother's sin. What? I said, yeah, the mother sinned, and God struck the child with sickness. God, you telling me God did that? I said, yes, honey, I'm telling you God did that. She said, if that's the way he does business, I don't want to serve him. I said, you better be careful what comes out of your mouth, woman. I said, you better start reading the Word of God before you start talking. I said, that's what we get in trouble. We spit out things. We don't know what we're talking about. And I said, you better be glad God is a merciful, loving, kind God. I said, if not, he has the right to strike you dead right here in this shop if he wants to. You know, I talk about that loud. So there ain't ain't nobody else in the barbershop talking except me, I'll tell you for sure. I've learned how to get people's attention. Tell them the truth. And so she said, you're trying to tell me that God afflicted this child. Where do you find that kind of stuff in the Word of God? I said, let me just take you to Deuteronomy 28, and I'll tell you that God says right there that if you obey him, he will bless you and your children. If you do not obey him, he will curse you and your children. And I said, he says, if you have a sexual encounter and get a mother pregnant, a woman pregnant out of wedlock and bring forth a child, I said, that child is cursed for the next 10 generations if they don't learn how to break the curse. She said, I never heard such stupid stuff in all my life. I said, it's obvious, woman, you ain't read the book. I said, it's in God's Word. And I said, this little girl is sick. And the reason she's sick is because her mother lied to her husband. You telling me this woman lied to her husband and God struck the child with his sickness? I said, yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I'm telling you. And I said, after I finally convinced the mother and the father, and I got the mother and the father to pray and ask God what the sin was that caused it, I said that we prayed for this little child for a year and a half. How many of you know to pray for a child to try to find the sin and to pray, keep praying for somebody for a year and a half is what you call diligence? You know, most people you call a prayer line, they pray for you. They don't ask you if you sinned. They don't ask you nothing. They just pray for you and you're off the line. And you know what happens most of the time? Nothing. But we confront people with sin. And so anyway, after I prayed over this woman after I told this woman about this and what the deal was, and told her that I told her husband and the mother for them to get on their face two or three times a day and ask God, Lord, what did we do? What sin did we commit that caused you to strike our child with this sickness? Because this sickness is found in Deuteronomy 28:27. And I want you to see that. I want to take you to Deuteronomy 28:27. And I want you to see that. Look, we're going to come back here. The Lord, who?
The Lord.
The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt and with hemorrhoids and with the scab and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness. Who's doing this? Okay, so now then, if I ever ask you again, can God make you sick? How many of you can say, He'll do it?
Yeah.
Is it written in the book?
Yeah.
If it's written in the book, who are you going to believe? I'm going to believe God. So when I read the book, you know, that's why when somebody says, Thurman, you're crazy. Well, if I'm crazy, the Word of God's crazy. Is that right? I mean, a long time ago, I went to pastors and all kinds of teachers of the Word of God from seminary and everything else, PhDs, and I asked them about these kind of things, and they all told me it didn't mean what it said.
Yeah.
So one day I said, okay, God, if you didn't mean what you said, why didn't you put in here what you meant? I said, Lord, I'm not near as smart as you are, and when I write something, I write down what I mean. I don't write down something that somebody has to interpret to believe that I didn't mean what I said. So I'm going to start believing that you mean exactly what you say in every word in this book, and I'm going to teach it just like you said it. And let me tell you, we have had the greatest results of getting people healed. We got multitudes of people in this ministry healed that nobody else can get healed. And one of them was up here talking to you just a few minutes ago. You know, Dave had that same thing that little girl had, only instead of having it 8 years like she had it, Dave had it 40 years. 40 years. And then he come to me, and I showed him how to get healed, and he got healed. And he's been healed for 10 years nearly now. And he's extremely happy. You know, but anyway, I told this couple. I said, you got to find out what the sin is. And so they began to pray. And when they began to pray, God spoke to the mother and told her it was her lying and deception to her husband. Now, you wouldn't think because a woman lied and deceived her husband that you would cause God to strike the child with sickness. But I learned it reading God's Word. He said He will, you know. So some people say, you know, God would never do that. Do you know, how many of you read the story about David and Bathsheba? You know that's in the Bible? David, what did David do with Bathsheba? What did he do with her? He had sex with her, didn't he? Now, did David have other wives?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, had a whole house full of women. He had wives on every corner, every bedroom. He had a woman. And I'm going to tell you, if it was David's wives, they were beautiful women. You know, he could have went in and had sex with any one of them he wanted. And even God told him after he did it, He said, if all you needed was another woman, if you'd asked me, I'd have given her to you. So why did you go out and sin? He said, because you sinned, I'm going to strike your child that Bathsheba's going to have. And the child died in 1 week. And it says, and the Lord struck that child with sickness and it died in a week. Is that story in the Bible?
Yes.
So what do you think it means? When somebody says, God would never strike a child, did He strike that child?
Yes.
Did that child die?
Yes.
Yes, it did. Was it because of the child's sin?
No.
No. The child didn't have nothing to do with it. It was because of David's sin. So, you see, that's amazing. What a God. He's an awesome God. Now, you don't want to make Him mad, I'll say that. You know, I mean, He is an awesome, He's a wonderful God. And, you know, if we obey Him, He is out of this world. But if you disobey Him, He's out of this world, too. You know, I mean, He can really, He knows. I'll say something that a lot of pastors I know, as they heard me say this, they'd think I've gone plumb out on a limb. But you don't want to make God angry. I mean, He knows how to bless you, and He knows how to hurt you.
Yeah.
And He will hurt your children, just like that little girl out there in that picture. For 8 years, she was like that. And then after we got the sin taken care of, and they repented, I prayed. And, of course, when I started to pray, and I said, Lord, I said, now, Sally, we can pray for the healing of your little girl. And she said, Pastor, now that I've realized it's my sin that has been making my daughter sick, and she said she's got scars all over her body. And of course, pictures show it. She said, I don't want you to pray for her healing. I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, you've showed us in the Word that God says that we can ask for anything. Do y'all know that's in the Scripture several places? Where God says, you can ask me for anything and it will be done? So I said, yes, ma'am, that's several places in God's Word. So I said, what do you want? She said, I want you to ask God to give my daughter a brand new coat of skin with no scars. I said, I know the one that can do that, don't you? His name's Jesus Christ. So I asked the Father in Jesus' name to give little Jenna a brand new coat of skin with no scars. And in 2 weeks, that little girl's the beautiful girl on the left side that does not have a mark on her body. Now, the same God that made her sick is the same God that healed her. See, when you learn these principles like we've been talking about, I will punish you. I will talk to you. Let's go back to Job 33 there where we were, verse 14, I think it was. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. You know, as I'm in that barbershop talking to these girls, God is speaking to these girls. Do you know that? Who's that talking out of my mouth? God, absolutely, because everything I'm telling them is the truth. Yep. Right out of God's Word. And of course, then the other day, I was over there to get another haircut, had a new girl in there. She'd not been there before, so I walked in, and her chair was empty, so I just sat down in her chair. She started cutting my hair, and I said, by the way, young lady, you a Christian? Yes. You go to church? Yes. I said, where? And she told me. I said, that's good. That's a good church. Praise God. I said, anything good happening in your life? She said, oh, yeah, I just had my second baby. I said, well, praise God. I said, how long have you been married? Oh, I ain't never been married. I said, I thought you told me you were a Christian. Well, she said, I am a Christian. I said, you ain't a very good one. Somebody said, how can you be so cruel? If you did this, you wouldn't do it like this. Do you know what's going to happen if that girl dies in that sin? You know where she's going, according to God's Word? An adulterer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That means, where do you go? Where is it there is to go besides heaven? What's the other alternative?
Hell.
That's the only one I've ever read about. And when it says adulterers or fornicators shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will resume at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Covenant Keeping God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.